Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, Tuesday Facebook Live. This is the official 2 for Tuesday day, so welcome everyone. My privilege and pleasure to be here with you. It's definitely time to take a long, deep breath, breathe, release, and let go. And let go of any anxiety about the outcome that has not happened, and focus on who you can be and what you can accomplish today. As we are in the beginning of summer 2022, one of the most challenging eras of world history, as we are looking down the gun barrel of a lot of challenging situations. And it's why it's so imperative and important that you keep your focus on results, solutions, and what's going to bring you joy and pleasure. So welcome, everyone. It's my privilege and pleasure to be here with you. Sandra, good to see you this afternoon. It was my absolute honor to be your coach. John McFadden, good to have you here. Aaron, good to see you here this afternoon. No longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. That's what letting go is. And today's topic is letting go of anxiety, fear, and doubt. A very applicable topic for any time in the world, but especially in today in the world. I saw that gas prices in California have climbed to an average of $6.71. So if you're in your state and you're at $5 a gallon, the average gas prices in California are $6.71. I saw that yesterday. That can create panic patterns, anxiety, fear, and doubt, overwhelm. So that's why you want to be able to breathe, release, and let go, and focus on who you are and what you can do and what you can be. And this has never been a more important time than in, if you own a business, in creating commerce, in transactions, being able to attract your reality, people and situations that foster your feelings. If you are in a job, this is the time to be your best employee if that is possible. If you are an employer, this is the time you want to be your best employer. And if you're, whatever it is you're doing, do your best to be your best without getting overwhelmed. So today's topic is anxiety, fear, and doubt. So right there, this was the syllabus for the call today. And as I'm covering this content, it is a privilege and pleasure to be here with you. Alicia, good to see you this afternoon. Eric Picard, good to see you this afternoon. Ron Ziegler, good to see you. It's good to see all of you as you are letting go of anxiety, fear, and doubt. Anxiety is a worry about a future that has not happened. Doubt is the space where you're certain and uncertain. It's the duality, and it's where most of society will live. Anxiety, fear, and doubt can be broken down primarily to anxiety and doubt. Fear is a word that often gets overused, or I'm going to use specifically the words of anxiety and doubt today. So doubt is why so many people will say, I guess, in the middle of a sentence. They will bring that guess and then the three words, I don't know, into their sentence and be completely unconscious and completely unaware of what they just spoke into existence. And then the anxiety is a worry. It's a control situation. It's feelings of feeling out of control while trying to control the future by worrying about it. Many people are so addicted to worrying that they worry if they let go of worry that they won't have anything to worry about. I coached a woman yesterday and we covered this. If I let go of worry, shouldn't I worry? If I let go of worry, shouldn't I worry? If I let go of worry, what am I supposed to do? Meaning that she's acutely addicted to worrying. And if you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, then it's time for you to let go. And letting go is it's a mechanism, it's a skill, and there's a technique to it. And as I cover here, right here, so there's 7 steps here on this syllabus. The first step was trauma bonds. Trauma bonds are what we grow up in our household. We are traumatized, we're victimized, we're taken advantage of. We are put in positions that we shouldn't be put in positions. We become grown-ups before our time. We lose our innocence. We lose our childhood. We have to give our money to our parents. We're not good enough. We get beaten. We get spanked. A multitude of situations that cause us to live in a hypervigilance, fight or flight. And we live in unpredictability. And the unpredictability that we live in, we start to project it in the future. And we start worrying about it. So it means that we become addicted to being overwhelmed as children. And then we're overwhelmed in when we go to grade school, and then we get behind in grades, and we're told we have ADD, ADHD, and a whole host of other situations that are neurological conditions in how we operate in our behavior. And if you no longer want to be in the same situation that you are, if you want to change, if you're carrying an extra 50 pounds of weight, if you have $50,000 worth of credit card debt, if you find yourself chronically avoiding and chronically procrastinating, well, you're going to attract people and situations to fulfill those feelings. And as you have a better understanding of why you do what you do, just you begin to grasp this. If you begin to grasp, so these events are creating these feelings. As you begin to understand this more and you begin to move into the let go process, because chronically what happens to most of the world is they procrastinate and avoid. It's a good intention with a poor delivery syndrome. And this is why so many people, they start and stop and pull back. They're in for a day and they pull back. They go to a 12-step meeting, but they don't go the next day. They prospect in a business and they don't prospect the next day. They write content and then they stop writing the content. They write a couple pages in their book and they stop and start. And this is the way most of society operates, because it's an inconsistent action driven by inconsistent emotions. And if this is you, if you're underachieving, under-earning, not being compensated for your value, it's a direct reflection of your low self-esteem. Your low self-esteem is a direct reflection of the trauma bonds. And when you're bonded by trauma, you're going to attract people to fulfill those feelings. If you grow up in violence, you'll find a way to be violated. You'll violate yourself. You'll recreate the same situation to fulfill the same set of feelings. And when you have a really good understanding of this and you practice the skill of letting go, there starts to become a separation. Many people go, well, what does that mean? What does separation mean? It's non-physical. Letting go is not a physical action. It's an emotional experience. It's an emotional skill where you are actually separating your feelings, meaning that you're able to accept the fact that you're angry. You accept the fact that you feel rejected. You begin to accept the emotions that you're feeling instead of repressing them or suppressing them. You feel them. It means you acknowledge them. You accept them. You actually accept the fact that you are pissed off and it's affecting your prostate. Or you, and other situations happen to us. We can be challenged with our emotions and then have knee pain. It's called referred knee pain. It's referred pain. You can have lumbar pain in your lower back, and even though you didn't do anything, you didn't lift anything, you weren't exercising, your back can virtually go out. Your neck can go out. Your physical structure can be affected. You can bring on diseases. You can actually have fibromyalgia. You can have Lyme's disease. You can have all these situations because the immune system can begin attacking itself. You can manufacture gut issues, irritable bowel syndrome, SIBO, small intestinal bacterial organisms, parasites from the food you eat, a multitude of situations. And when you live in this disconnected state from your brain and your gut, then you're going to be in hypervigilance, brain fog, and fight or flight. And if you seek to release and let go of these events and these situations you're in, it's going to require a committed, enlightened soul who is really committed to this process. That will eliminate most of the world, most of society. Very few people are willing to really commit to that process. And it's a day-to-time process. And it tests most people, and because they have deep anxiety about being and staying responsible, the ability to respond. And if this is you today, and you're willing to admit this, you're willing to admit that you're an under-earner, underachiever, a chronic avoider, you're willing to admit that you do this to yourself, and you are committed to doing the actions of letting go about it, well, you're in the right place at the right time. because anyone and everyone can let go, although very few people do. It's reserved for a fraction of the world called the law of the few. Virtually an outlying sector of society are the few people who will accept the responsibility and learn the skills of letting go. It requires more than being in your head and listening to a podcast or a download. It requires consistent emotional behavioral changes to let go. And it requires you to change your language skills. It requires you to move out of your analytical egoic mind, your processing, thinking, and analyzing mind that you continue to hold on to, that you continue to vacillate in, that you continue to chronically avoid. And if you're not willing to create these changes, well, then the years will just keep compounding. They'll just keep going and going and going. Then all of a sudden, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years have gone by and you're in the same situation, the same place. And if you don't want that to be you, it's going to be this, what you do daily. So in anxiety, fear, and doubt, it occupies a lot of space and time. It's like a career for many people. They spend an entire career being overwhelmed in anxiety, fear, and doubt. They spend their entire life being in anxiety, fear, and doubt, holding on to a set of feelings that they're not willing or able to let go of. However, any one of you on any given day, any given moment, can cross the commitment line. So letting go requires a commitment. It requires the committed energy to practice the skill of letting go. And once you grasp that and actually begin to live it, your energy changes. Instead of being exhausted from processing, thinking, and analyzing, being exhausted from trying to figure it out, exhausted from just barely getting by. When you let go of being overwhelmed, your energy shifts. And you'll wonder why you spent so much of your life wasting it getting ready to get ready. Why you spent so much of your life avoiding life. So life is not meant to be avoided. Life is meant to be experienced. And the experience of experiencing is a feeling. And it's a different set of feelings that you experience when you're feeling that. And you've all experienced it. You've gone to a beach and gone, oh my God, I want to live here. Or you've walked on the beach, you've seen the sunset, you've gone the effort to go to places like Machu Picchu, or you've hiked at Squaw Peak in Arizona, or you've scaled mountains in the United States, and you've seen the majesty, you've gone to lakes, and you've gone to the most beautiful places in the world, and you've experienced those feelings of joy and bliss. And for a minute, you forget how challenged life is. You forget how much debt you have. You forget how you're in a no-win relationship, or you forget that you're in this job and career that's going nowhere because you're experiencing consciousness. I mean, and it's so, in that state of consciousness, it's so organic. You're not even trying to feel it. I saw a picture of Lake Tahoe this morning. I saw a picture on one of those paddle boards. Now, I live close to Lake Tahoe, so I've actually experienced it. You can see the water. It is a pristine blue. And for those of you on other lakes like Coeur d'Alene or Flathead Lake in Montana or some of the lakes in Montana and Wyoming, you've experienced that. And the water looks like absolute glass. I mean, it is a whole different level of peace. And it's different than the ocean being in a glacial lake. But I mean, the ocean itself is majestic, but like if you've ever been to Kauai or places like this or other tropical places, I've been to the Indian Ocean in Perth, Australia, which was a very majestic place. I've never seen anything like that specific area of the ocean. But and in places like that, you're not trying to have consciousness and you're not trying to let go. There's a natural state sometimes where the environment is so captivating that you're letting go. You forget how fucked your life is because when you spend your life overwhelmed and then you end up in one of these majestic places, you're like, whoa, this is how I want to live. Well, you can live like that. You can actually learn to let go and you can find joy. You can find peace. You can create bliss. You can live in consciousness. You can let go of worry so that you're always letting go. When always letting go becomes a affirmation, you are always letting go. And when you're always letting go, it means you're able to, in your reflexes, you're able to let go easily and effortlessly. And it's not arduous and difficult and hard. And in an always let go state, when you're conversing with people about a business venture or a contract, or you're negotiating with someone and there's money involved, you're not in fight or flight. You're not worried about the outcome. You're not afraid you're going to make a mistake. You're able to easily and effortlessly stay in the exchange of that conversation. You're able to very diplomatically let the people go. You're not personalizing it, taking it on, making it about you. And you're not saying, I want you in my business. You would be really good at this. Or I really want you to be my contractor. I need you. And so you're not in this attached state. And that's anxiety, fear, and doubt. That's anxiety about being rejected, anxiety about being abandoned, anxiety about losing someone. You're in the state of bliss and flow. You're able to easily and effortlessly let go. Anxiety, fear, and doubt comprises a large percent of the population's time. When you grow up in anxiety, fear, and doubt, and you're in trauma bonds and panic patterns. A panic pattern means that your body's in fight or flight like this. It's like 0 to 90 in a second. Because it's like this. You're living this hypervigilant, brain fog, confused, not understanding what's going on, and this doesn't make sense. And you keep telling yourself this, you keep telling yourself this content, rather than understanding and acknowledging it. When you have brain fog and you have memory lapses and you forget, you're not losing your mind. What is happening is the emotional state you're in is compounding and there's a tolerance to it. You can unequivocally change that whole state of your brain by learning how to let go. Breathing techniques, understanding how the prefrontal cortex has shrunk, how the amygdala is enlarged, how the hippocampus has shrunk, which affects memory, and then that affects the ability to discern, to decide, the ability to commit, the ability to use your intuition and extrasensory perception. And so we tend to lose this, but not permanently unless there's serious damage that is created. Long-term breathing, longer breath cycles, content, mastering content on letting go, being disciplined on letting go, having a system and routine to live in rather than trying to wing it. If you have a lot of debt or a lot of weight, I mean, it means you're carrying it around with you. And that weight and that debt can become a burden. That's the story you're telling yourself. The reality is you have debt that's unsecured and liability debt, and you have weight on your body that's a direct reflection of the feelings you're stuffing. And so in any level of letting go, it requires a release. You're releasing the feelings that you're holding on to. That's what letting go is. But someone who's in control will say things like, how do I get rid of it? Well, it's not something you flush. It's a skill set in letting go. And letting go is an emotional skill of being able to isolate the feelings you're feeling, accepting the feelings. So if you're pissed off, the remedy is not to just stay pissed off, because you're going to damage yourself and you might damage someone else. You've seen people that punch holes in walls. Well, just think about that. Who punches a hole through sheetrock? I mean, that's a wrist. It's not made to go through sheetrock. And you're not made to get in fist fights and be in conflict. You're conditioned to love and to experience. I mean, that's what we're here for. We're not here to be in conflict, and we're not here to hate and be in rage. But those are some of the feelings that are residual from trauma bonds and panic patterns and people we've attracted to our reality to fulfill our feelings. And when someone is trying to control you and you want to be out of that control, the ego wants to either run, that's the reptilian brain, or fight, that's fight or flight. And that's what we tend to do. We think of fight or run, and rather than sit right in the middle of it and breathe and release. Breathing and releasing is a deep skill. Now, Josh Morin is on today's Facebook Live. I saw Josh. Josh, good to see you this afternoon. And Lynette, great to see you. Pamela, Tony, Corey, Mike Green, good to see all of you here this afternoon. So Josh is going to be my breath expert at my event called Millionaire Blueprint. coming up in Stockton, California on June 15th and 16th. I'm also bringing Brianna Bragg from, she lives in Tulum and Mexico and lives in Costa Rica. She's going to be here to facilitate meditation skills and also of letting go. And meditation doesn't mean a half an hour of meditation a day, although it might mean that. So I grew up in Iowa, in Southeast Iowa, very close to Maharishi International University, MIU. That's the international headquarters of Transcendental Meditation. I taught myself how to meditate when I was a freshman in college, and I've been meditating ever since. I mean, for me, it's a drop-off state. It's 30 seconds, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, a half an hour, where I can absolutely just drop off in a complete state of bliss, where I can lose sense of all outside world and I can just be right here, right now. And you can do that too. It's an actually slow down the world and be who you are right there, right now. And so it's a skill to be able to be that relaxed in your body. So the affirmations that I've consistently taught over the last several years is breathing and releasing in a relaxed body. So that's when people ask me how I'm doing. Australians will say, how are you going? So I'm breathing and releasing in a relaxed body. When you mention breathing frequently throughout the day, you'll be breathing. When you don't mention it, what we tend to do is hold our breath. When you grow up in trauma, violence, alcoholism, addictions, gaslighting, ghosting, shaming, and guilting, your body goes into fight or flight. It's also called hypervigilance. This sets you up to have brain fog. If you're traumatized and criticized over and over for your grades, your looks. I coached a woman recently whose parents dressed her as a boy so that other men wouldn't find her attractive and get her pregnant. I mean, oh my God, what does that do? What would that do to a child? I mean, you can imagine what that would do to a child. I mean, creates identity situations. It means I'm not good enough to be a girl and all these other situations that happen by people who control us. When you have a better understanding of how these events have affected your feelings and you're willing to understand how they affected you without blaming yourself or blaming anyone else, when you're able to be objective, when you're able to be open, when you're able to be honest, you can move into acceptance. You can accept that that did happen to me without feeling victimized or feeling the victim. You can accept the situations you did that you've held on to that are secret, that you've been ashamed of. You can accept these feelings and you can begin the process of letting go. And when you're holding on to these feelings, that's what creates the residual effects of anxiety, fear, and doubt. That's what creates chronic avoiding because you're not good enough. You have deep anxiety about being and staying responsible. When you're letting go, you're separating the feelings from the events that shaped them. You're living in a relaxed body, in a relaxed energy. You're not overwhelmed. You're not holding on to the same set of feelings. You're able to breathe, release, and let go. It's a very liberating experience to master letting go because it's a skill set you can take anywhere with you. And it has so much value. It's also a skill you can teach to your children, to people who are receptive, who are around you. And it's not that difficult. It's just a few simple steps. Breathe, release, and let go. Accept the situation for what it is. Practice forgiveness without wanting to wrong someone or get into conflict with them. Be grateful for the skills and the life you're learning to live. And practice simple discipline of being your best self one day at a time. I mean, anyone could be and do these simple skills. Yet what happens is when we go into fight or flight and get provoked, we stop breathing. And once we stop breathing, we hold on to that breath. Now we're going to be in anxiety, fear, and doubt because the body's recreating events from childhood and adulthood and teenage years to fulfill feelings that are unresolved. As you begin to let go, the separation of the feelings and events, you're absolutely changing that energy. You're transmuting energy at a much higher level of frequency. You're transmuting and oscillating at an energy called consciousness. And in consciousness, the energy that is transmuting from you is love, joy, bliss. And then you're in a no state. You know, you're not in doubt. You're not overwhelmed. And instead of going, I don't know, then you understand. And instead of being, that doesn't make sense, that does make sense. Instead of trying to make sense, you understand. And this is so much energy that you end up saving instead of depleting it and exhausting it by analyzing, thinking, validating, justifying, being defensive, being sensitive, being in conflict, being in drama and chaos. You're letting go. It's a separation from feelings and events. If you're on today's Facebook Live and you have not hired me to be your coach, and you would like to receive a free 20-minute coaching session, or you're a former client that would like to speak to me, send me a message on Facebook Messenger. If you're an existing client, you'd like to add on your existing coaching package, feel free to reach out to me. On July 15th and 16th, I'm hosting my first ever Millionaire Blueprint. It will be my first speaking engagement in 2.5 years, a 2-day event in Stockton, California. And there are presently 18 tickets sold. There are seats for 30 people. We are in the middle of about 5 weeks out from that event. So if you'd like to purchase a ticket, actually we're 4 weeks out, feel free to let me know. My name is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. So I offer free 20-minute coaching sessions and a 22-hour coaching package. Feel free to reach out to me. Have a great evening, everyone. Thanks. Bye.